Hi, this is comedian Liz Blanc, and you're listening to The Default Setting with Jess Falstick and Gigi Chick, presented by Above Below Entertainment.
To the default setting, where we find out what makes you tick, because we have ways of making you talk. I am your host, Jess Falstick.
And I'm co-host Gigi Chick.
Today we have comedian Ninja and Muscle Vodka spokesman, Mr. Aaron DeTorin. How are
you?
Hey.
I don't know, like, I'm at the point in my life where I don't know what I'm getting known for.
Yeah, you're like, I don't know how I feel about that.
No, that's cool. That's great. You know, I really like all three of those titles.
I was going to say, that's how I know you.
I'm working hard on those three titles.
Your default setting's energy?
Energy. Hell tons
yeah.
Of it.
Yeah?
I want to teach people how to get more of it.
Yeah?
Yes.
Because you teach martial arts, correct?
I'm an assistant instructor.
Okay.
I got to make sure I say that because like, I'm not like a master or not like yeah. that. Because if they hear something like this, and they're going to come fight me. So I have to protect myself too at the same time.
Aaron's also a co-host on our Big Brother show, Drinks with Larry.
And so cool to hear that.
He's notorious for eating on air, which makes me feel better because I always eat on air.
Exactly.
So please, all of us, let's just eat on air now that Aaron's here because we're not going to hesitate.
Everyone?
I got
just chips.
Got the crinkliest bag.
Chips. We don't give a shit.
Well, like, I usually, like, lean over on the mic, like, to try to, like, keep it out of the mic because chips can be crunchy and pretzels and stuff like that. But I be hungry. I swear. Like, I get
No, we eat all the time on it. Like,
yeah,
I ate
so
our first
hungry.
Episode.
And they'd be all in my face, like, why don't you eat earlier? And it's like, I was working two jobs. Like, you want me to eat while I'm teaching martial arts? Like, all right, show me your front kick.
Eat softer food.
I would love to eat, but
just eat only McDonald's where it requires no teeth to eat it. That's why old people love
it. Yeah, but then I'll cramp up in the middle of, like, teaching.
My friend actually tried it with a burger. Just gummed the whole thing. It's incredible.
That sounds
Gigi's
like,
face was priceless right there just now.
Yeah.
we need a live Instagram feed or something when we were like doing this.
Yeah, we just did that YouTube video yesterday.
Oh yeah, how'd that go?
Well, everybody's like, I want to see if he's really eating on air and like they'll see me like lean over off to the side. Like I forgot we were like recording video a lot of times, like I had a beer out, which I shouldn't have had a beer out.
Why?
Because I only deal with Muscle Vodka.
Oh, right.
It's gluten-free and trainer
approved. Muscle Vodka spokesman.
Yeah, so I might get in trouble for that. So I'm sorry, Grace. I just need to let the CEO know. But yeah, it's really cool to hear like Big Brother show because we always say our sister podcast.
Yep.
So hearing it on the other side is really cool.
Yeah, that's what Wallace was telling Larry. He's like, well, we just thought of you guys as like, you know, on our network. I'm like, no, we're your little sister. He's like, all right, fine.
I'm cool with it. They're all older
so
anyway.
So you appreciate it.
I do appreciate
Larry
it.
Larry doesn't. No, I'm just kidding.
The rest of them don't appreciate it. Like, I don't hear the rest
yeah,
of them.
Yeah,
like,
you guys.
I don't know who they are.
You but guys. So you said you teach martial arts. You're an assistant instructor.
Yes.
And how long have you been doing that?
It's actually been like 7 months now.
Okay.
And I've only been doing martial arts for a year.
Wow.
But
is it jiu-jitsu?
I do taekwondo.
Taekwondo,
mostly.
Okay.
We also do kung fu, judo, and karate, but we focus more on taekwondo.
Okay.
So, like, I've been doing it a year, and it's been amazing for my stamina, my flexibility, my energy. Like, if people know me, they know I already got a lot of energy, and, like, martial arts has, like, gave me, like, 25% more. So it's like a big bonus. So now I'm like really out doing stuff and fighting and stuff like that, which is really cool. But I just I really recommend it for a lot of people.
Yeah.
Like I think it's total body workout. It's good for discipline, good for the mind, good for calming. You know, if you got problems at work, you just take it out in there.
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
Oh yeah.
I treat those bags like coworkers all day.
Oh man, I used to spar. I took karate in college, so we could take karate. We were able to take karate 1 and karate 2, and then we were able to take self-defense 1 and self-defense 2, which was just basically, like, karate, but you could get credits for it still, even though I already took the other class.
I've seen those, like, I think I drove by CSU and I seen people in there doing forms. I'm like, those college students.
Yeah, we did kata and all that kind of stuff. And
college students is in there getting it.
Yeah, and we got points. We got credits for it, which was fantastic.
You paying all that money. I mean, you might as well.
And you spar. Like, that's the thing. I had so much fucking fun sparring because I just didn't hold back and I would just wail on big dudes. What's that?
Did you have gear?
Yeah, we got like shin pads and all that kind of stuff. And
yeah, it really hurts when you don't have
it. Oh my God. Well, that was it. I didn't have a shin pad one time, and I have a permanent, like, if you feel like my shin bone, there's like a dent from where I like collided shins with someone else. Yeah, and it hurts so bad. Yeah.
Now, imagine just Taekwondo people doing that. Because all we do is work on our legs.
Okay.
So it's just like, imagine that times like three. It's terrible. It hurts so bad.
Like, if I had testicles, they would have gone up inside.
Or elbows. You kick an elbow. Yeah, you just like, all right, I'm done.
Joints. Yeah, joints. You're like,
bye.
Any bone-on-bone contact is like, just...
No more.
Yeah, no.
The goal is to, like, crack their stomach or their head, and, like, every now and then an elbow gets in the way, and you're like, no! Bam!
So was it a result of you having a lot of energy that drove you into martial arts?
Actually, my wife just signed us up. Like, I guess I kind of always wanted to do it.
Yeah.
You know, I've always watched movies and stuff like that. But I was in the gym for like 5 years straight once I stopped smoking. And I was like, all right, gym's cool. You know, I'm going to do some physique competitions and stuff like that. And once I did the first couple classes of Taekwondo and they like whooped on me so bad, I'm like, what did I spend all that time in the gym doing? Like, all this strength and no technique is just whack. Like, and no flexibility. So that was just, I felt like I wasted time. So I was like, all right, I'll devote to martial arts or whatnot. And it just seemed to be so beneficial because, like, you meet so many people. You build these bonds, relationships, like teaching the kids and stuff like that. I teach kids from the ages of 3 to 63.
Oh, wow.
I mean, like, the kids aren't 63, but the adults are 63.
It's like the Christmas song.
Yeah, that's
31 to 92.
Like, can you imagine that gap of different people? So, it doesn't matter, like, male, female, ethnic background. Yeah. Like, I'm working with them on how to do what they're supposed to do to rank up, level up, and just be better. I want to say better people, but better athletes.
Yeah.
Better state of mind.
Strengthen themselves.
Like, once you walk in that door, there is no going back. It's only forward. We only are going to make you better than what you were yesterday.
Yeah.
And if you don't have environments like that, like, I think that's why we have a lot of shitty people, because there's, like, no environments like that. So
yeah,
I just think that's positive. So I can't really look at the world so negatively like some people do, because I'm around people like that. Just like, you're not going backwards. You're going to do better than what you did yesterday. So, and they'll beat you up if you try to argue. So it's a whole different motivation. Level.
So you say, I know you mentioned you want to teach people about getting more energy, but how, I mean, where do you get your energy from?
Well, I have a list of
things that, yeah. We're going to use the list.
I love lists. Like, I watch a lot of YouTube videos of lists. Top 10 ways to do something, anything.
List.
This is Aaron Detoyan's ways to get more energy. Okay. And I'll just run through,
I think I got like eight
cool things. One thing I would say is diet. I think diet's a really big part. What you do, how you eat, what time of day you eat, what foods agree with you, what foods don't agree with you. I think that's a big part. The more in tune I am with my body, the more I know it's like, all right, if I eat that before I go and fight, I'm not A1.
What are some examples?
Pizza.
Okay. Like we're eating right now. Pizza,
well, I mean, I'm not doing anything but smack and sitting in the chair. So, I'm going to eat my pizza.
Yeah,
and it's late
at
night. Like, no one wants to fight me at, you know, X time.
Have you always been able to eat whatever you want, or do you have to watch what you eat?
It's like...
For those at home, he's very in shape. Like, super in shape.
It's a balance. So, I love pizza. I do. And I kind of like the worst pizza ever. Like,
me too.
I don't know if you ever heard them laughing at me for my pineapple...
Oh, love my God. Yeah. I heard that this week and I almost fell.
Wait, what was
you
it?
Do like the worst because he likes thin pineapple. Crust and pineapple,
I like
which are my two
pineapple pizza
these favorite things in
that
the world.
Is my we would get along so well because I know you wouldn't touch it. Like,
no,
I know
you have
I would
all
buy
the
it.
Pizza you want. If you ordered thin crust pineapple, I'd be like, I'll just die. It's fine. I'll die of starvation.
It'd be great.
It's
with crushed red pepper. I put like tons of crushed red pepper on it.
I like crushed red pepper.
It's love. But I know if I eat that, I'm not going to be able to perform well. I'm going to be sluggish. You know, in the middle of a fight, if you don't have that energy, you're going to get hurt. So it's best that you do your best to eat well so you can perform. It's like swimming.
Yeah.
You know, I used to run track, so we used to eat Mr. Heroes before we go run track.
Oh, my God.
Terrible idea.
They always look bad. I've never had Mr. Heroes.
Oh, my gosh. You're not really an Ohioan, are you?
I guess not. No, I've always lived here my whole life.
Haven't had Mr. Heroes?
I've only been in Cleveland for 10 years. I don't know if it's all over Ohio.
What would you say? It's a Northeast Ohio thing.
Okay,
like,
it's definitely Northeast.
Okay.
It's nowhere else.
I grew up in Central Ohio.
It's nowhere else in the world.
Okay.
Like, nowhere else. Mr. Hero.
Mr. Hero.
We always have
a quarterback, like a jinxed quarterback talking about the sandwich.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. It's not Cleveland if you don't have some wax sports star that didn't make it.
Billboards. Some
the Roman burger never looks good to me. Is that good? Let's talk about
this. I don't eat pork anymore. Okay. I haven't eaten pork since I was like 19.
What's up with that, real quick? Because we're talking about what you eat and what
I read this book when I was...
Did you convert to Judaism?
No, I didn't convert to Judaism. You're the first person that said that. No, everybody says Muslim. What, you a Muslim? You a Mussolini? Like, I hear all kinds
of... I guess I don't know enough about Islam.
You're the first person to ever say that. I swear everybody looks right at me. What, you a Muslim? And it's like, nah, man. How come you don't say I'm Jewish or something? Jews don't eat pork either. You're the first person that's ever been like, oh, did you convert to Judaism?
I guess because I have more Jewish friends than I have Muslim friends. So I guess that's like what popped into my head.
Maybe I'm like Sammy Davis. Something like
Sammy Davis.
That's it. Lenny Kravitz.
I read this book and it was like shrimp, lobster, crab, any other type of bottom feeders like catfish and perch.
That's like kosher.
Yeah. And pork. It was like, you stop eating that, your energy levels will increase dramatically.
Okay.
And I seen the difference within like 2 weeks.
Okay.
And then I was working at the Waffle House. I don't know if you
remember. Waffle House.
Yeah, I've been a cook for years. So it's like, I know food a little bit better than most people. And
you know with how they make stuff at Waffle House?
Yeah, I was able to smell pork, like, distinctively.
Mm-hmm.
Just anywhere I went, I could walk in somebody's house and I'm like, there's pork in here.
Yeah.
Like, oh, yeah, we got pepperoni pizza. Like, it was so distinct. And I'm like, why? This feels weird. Like, this is weird. And then they're like, leave it alone for a month and then go back to it and see how your body reacts to it. And I was a big ham lover. Like, I would take ham over bacon, all that stuff. Okay. Like, ham was my shit. Ham and cheese sandwiches,
mm-hmm.
waffle, ham sandwich, all kind of shit.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the saltiest thing ever. It tore me up. And I just haven't touched it since.
Okay.
And I really been like an energized bunny. Shrimp, lobster, crab, I left those alone too. And I think that's been a big part of my
energy. So you do beef, chicken, turkey.
I'm trying to leave meat alone. Like, I'm trying.
Really? All together?
Because once again, I got another boost of energy by not eating so much meat and just eating more, like, dark leafy greens and just water.
Okay.
So once I started seeing those, I was like, oh, I'm feeling better. I'm able to get up in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not like groggy. I don't have boogers all like that. You know, that, like, these are big parts
of crazy. It's, like, I mean, I even just did like a 3 week cleanse. Like, this was not like recently, but it was like a few days in, my organs were hurting. Like, my back, I woke up and I was like, what the? Like, it felt like someone tried to break my back in the middle of the night.
Stepped on
it was my
heart.
Organs literally just like emitting toxins. And then by like a week in, I felt so good.
Start
and my
breathing better.
Senses were heightened. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, someone's cooking jerk chicken 2 miles away. Like, I could smell anything.
Imagine
and then when
that.
I ate stuff again, I was like,
so wait, what kind of cleanse did you do?
It was literally just like vegan the first week while doing a bunch of green smoothies.
Okay.
Went raw the second week with green smoothies. Back to vegan with green smoothies. And then juiced only for as long as I could to end it.
How long did you do?
It was 3 weeks.
That's awesome. I don't think I could
do it. That was the best I've ever felt.
You'd be surprised,
I really need to do it again because it's crazy. Like, yeah, and your tastes completely changed too.
Was it hard? Like, I imagine it's hard though.
It was hard. The first week is hard.
The beginning is terrible.
And then the very end, like when you're just juice fasting, like your body will tell you when you're done, basically. Yeah. But other than that, you just feel...
You're all charged up, powered up.
I felt like I could literally just jump up into the air
Birds
like 10 feet
up.
Like, it was so weird. I want to do it again.
So wait, why'd you quit?
Because
somebody
I like
brought that pizza in front of you.
You know.
Yeah, no, I'm not judging. I legitimately
it's
like,
it was intense.
It obviously
a lot
didn't
of prep.
Stay easy. You know what I mean?
No, it's a lot of prep.
Yeah,
like a lot, especially when you're doing that many like green
Tons
smoothies.
Of
you need to make sure
Tupperware.
You have lots of freaking Tupperware.
Lots
you need to get that Tupperware unlocked.
Freezer bags, all that stuff.
You need to get everything prepared for every day, every meal. You cannot be hungry. like you're supposed to be eating just constantly throughout the day, but you're eating like these controlled things.
Yeah.
And it was hard because I was working in a restaurant at the time. So like people were coming through my line, like I was a cashier, just with like cookies and like pasta. And I was
we messed up on this food. Do you want it?
I had to bag the freshly baked cookies 2 a.m. I was like, I looked at my coworker Susie. I'm like, please help me. And she was like, go away and do that. And I was like, okay, I can't do it.
I
literally was like sexually attracted to a chocolate chip cookie. Like that's how much I was fasting.
So wait, okay. So this is something I've wondered a lot about because there's people that preach the virtues of needing protein sources for energy. So if you're saying you're just sticking with mostly leafy greens, like where do you get your energy?
Beans.
Really?
Yeah.
You can get a lot of protein from other sources.
Beans. Like beans, they also got a lot of like carbs and sugars, but so what? I'm going to burn that off anyway.
Yeah.
I
think you need carbs to some degree anyway.
Yeah, your brain needs carbs.
It's like, I'm going to burn that off anyway. Like, but it's just a better source of protein for me. Like, as far as like even working out and stuff like that, like I would still take like a protein shake every now and then, because if you don't have it, the muscles hurt. I just did all this, you know, working out and, you know, working the muscle. I need something to heal the muscles.
Yeah. So they're not like cramping up.
Yeah, you feel it. Oh, you feel it. Especially 2 days later, like I'll be doing handstands and stuff like that.
I saw your little video. I was like, okay.
That was me against the wall. But like I'm working on walking with it. And that's, you work a lot of little muscles that you didn't even know you had.
Oh,
my fingers hurt now. Like, but that was my first one. Diet's a big one. That's a real big one.
How long have you been pretty diligent about, you know, keeping your diet in check?
I screw up a lot.
Yeah.
I need to know. I screw up a lot.
I think everybody does.
I had a slice of pizza, but.
But if you're trying to get fit or like lose weight, it's like 80% diet, 20% working out, which is why I don't really stress out about the gym. Like if I've been eating like shit 1 week, I'm just like, I'll try and hit the treadmill a couple times. I'm fine because I know it's like not really going to.
Yeah. I focus on the gym for ability. Like, and that's one thing I keep trying to tell people, like ability should you should take more priority on ability than looks, because I know big people that can do stuff that you'd be like, I had no idea this dude could do like a spinning roundhouse kick and they're like 300-400 pounds. Like I've seen crazy stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I think people should focus more on ability, because I think the body is going to do what it wants to do regardless. Like, you can trick it into being the way you want it to be.
Mm. But getting, like,
for a little while.
Just getting, like, fit, like,
sometimes
we're just
built
in a skinny way,
sometimes.
But, like, fit in a strong way.
Oh, absolutely.
And, like, yeah.
You know, everybody's
still be
body's
cut
different.
And stuff in good ways. Like, you're going to get good results.
My cuts come from, like, doing things a million times all day, like. Like, before the show, I'm spending 30 minutes twirling nunchucks. Like, you'd be surprised what it does.
She saw you at the window.
Yeah,
that was the fucking funniest thing. We started talking.
They're over on the couch right now.
I see you walk past the window, like, with nunchucks.
Yeah.
The nunchucks are staring at Gigi right now.
Because I want to be better at them. So, like, you got to practice. And
okay, please explain to me what.
I hope all the neighbors saw that.
Me too. I was like, I really want to know what Pete's neighbors think.
Who is that guy?
Who is that black guy out there swinging nunchucks?
A black ninja in the backyard.
Excuse me.
With the nunchucks. Okay. Please explain to me, because I've heard jokes about, are nunchucks in any way practical for self-defense?
Everything's practical for self-defense.
Okay, please explain
how
nunchucks
that
work.
Fan and bust somebody.
Well, that I believe. Yeah, I could chop somebody up.
You know, they were used for driving stakes. Like, most ninja tools were farmer tools.
Okay.
Because the samurai would take a lot of steel from them, because people would make swords and fight the samurai. So all they had was farmer tools. So, like, nunchucks, you would use that chain and swing it to drive stakes in the ground.
Okay.
So, you know, they learned how to use it as a weapon.
I never knew that. Mm-hmm.
But the best thing to do is just, like, grab both of them and just bust somebody upside the head with it. Like,
so how do you bust somebody with nunchucks?
Just hit them?
Hold them both both of them in one hand and just hit somebody with
it. Okay, just like a club.
If you don't really know how to swing them, you shouldn't really be swinging them. But if you can get the momentum down, I've seen people get really hurt with them.
Yeah.
Like, a couple uppercuts or stuff like that with them.
God.
That's why I don't know if you see me, like, working on the swing. Like, you're supposed to swing hard, but bring it back so it doesn't hurt you. So you're not supposed to be hitting yourself like wham, wham, wham.
Stop hitting yourself.
I don't know if you've seen people doing that. Like, wham, wham, just tearing their back up.
Yeah, yeah.
Nah, you're supposed to hit hard, but not hit yourself hard.
I see.
I'm trying to hit you, not me. Not you, Jess, because you're cool. But well, I'm just saying.
It's
like
trying to whiplash yourself.
Exactly.
Is it about, like, precision, too? So, like, when it hits you, you're controlling it so that it's
absolutely
not hitting you? Okay, gotcha.
Absolutely. I mean, everything's controlled. Like, I'm working on my staff, too.
All the Ninja Turtle weapons.
Yeah, all the Ninja Turtle weapons. Absolutely.
Give size.
Like, I'm pretty. That's the last one I'm gonna work on. The side, because the finger twirl is not as easy, and that's a little more dangerous than the rest of them.
Metal,
exactly. Yeah. I can get a foam sword. I can get like those nunchucks are foam. Mm-hmm. I can get a staff, but the side, like if I drop that wrong, I might stab my feet.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like yes, I don't want to do that. So I'll wait till I get a little more control with the rest of them. And then move on. But hell yeah, I don't want to learn the Ninja Turtle weapons.
Yeah, that's
like,
awesome.
Next,
I'm just glad to know it's not cliche. Yes, next thing on your list.
Next on my list, because I know I got a pretty long list, and we can really get into it about this, because I want to save the world, you guys. I really want to save the world.
Do it.
Talked about diet and food. I also want to talk about, like, beverages. Caffeine. I tell people cut caffeine completely out of your system. Yes, everybody loves caffeine so much, but they're always, I'm not saying you, but they're always the ones that, I'm tired, I can't get up, I need my coffee, blah, 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 blah. And I'm up at like 5, 6 in the morning just zipping around the house and stuff like that. Like, I'm trying to tell you, stop drinking that stuff. Zoom, zoom, zoom. Yeah, I don't mess with coffee. I'll drink coffee like 3 times a year, and that's if I got to like drive home when it's late or something like that, and I need the caffeine or else I might crash my car.
Yeah, exactly.
That's like the only time I really drink caffeine, like when I was an Uber driver. Like, I'd be stuck out in, like, Westlake or something. Like, shit, it's like a 50-minute drive back home. Yeah. So I'll get this cup of coffee, and then I'm off the walls when I get home for 2 more hours.
Right.
Like, you don't want to see me on caffeine. It's just not good.
So far, everything you've listed, not eating a lot of meat, not drinking coffee. I'm fucking this up royally. Like,
but how's your energy levels?
I'm tired a lot, but the thing is, I'm busy a lot, and I just don't sleep. And so to your point about caffeine, I noticed there's a very vicious cycle that takes place, which is when I'm exhausted, I overcaffeinate, then I can't get to sleep at night, so then I wake up the next morning exhausted, so I overcaffeinate, and it's just a nonstop.
I knew the scientific process and names for it, but I can't really explain it. But it's like when you're tired, your body releases like this chemical, you know, to help you go to sleep, and what caffeine does is it blocks it.
Mm-hmm. Is it like the melatonin?
I don't want to say it's the melatonin, but don't quote me. I'm not a scientist.
I'm not either. That was just a wild guess.
I'm just a ninja comedian.
It's a ninja comedian.
Out here.
Heard.
But like, so the caffeine blocks it. So when the caffeine wears off, like now your body has to deal with like twice as much. So it's like either you need twice as much caffeine to fight that, or you're just going to be extra, extra tired.
Mm-hmm.
So, I still power nap. I take power naps and stuff like that. I think that's a... also not on my list, but should be on my
list. How long's a power nap?
15 to 30 minutes.
Okay.
And that's, you can't, a big thing I tell people is like, don't power nap where you sleep, because you know, you'll sleep longer.
So, okay, what's the difference between a power nap and sleep?
Sleep is like, I'm out. Like, my body's going into
REM.
Power nap, you're like not allowing yourself to actually.
Right.
Are you asleep though? Like, that's what I'm trying to understand.
I'm not sure, but okay. I know
it's just
like,
a period
when my alarm,
of rest.
Semi-consciousness.
Yeah, I know when my alarm goes off, it's like, all right, I'm up.
That's what happened to me today. Well, so I took a nap before she came over to pick me up, and my doctor's office called me, and I thought it was you, and I'm like, fuck, what time is it? My phone's like ringing, but I'd only been asleep a half hour or so. And honestly, I do feel much more refreshed when I only allow myself 30 minutes versus when I get a REM sleep.
Yeah, when you
then
get
I'm
REM
out for
sleep,
like 4
it's
hours.
Over with,
yeah,
because your body produced all that chemical that... Yeah. That sleepy chemical that I can't name that somebody's probably going to put on Twitter for me.
I really thought it was melatonin, but it's probably...
I know you take melatonin. Because
you can take
to
melatonin.
Sleep.
Well, because it's like a hormone replacement.
Yeah, but
so, like,
I don't
it's
think
not
that
good
was
for
the
like
word.
Women to take a lot.
I just don't think that was the word. I just don't want to be wrong. So I'm just going to put my name
but
out
I,
there.
I thought that's what like sleep. It was that your body
What does
releases?
Caffeine do? That's what you just put in. Like,
Let's see. Sleepiness... Dopamine latches onto its receptor in a special part of the
that's
brain.
Your,
seems
that's
to signal the body
chemical.
To wake up, that's... turning down levels of the sleepiness hormone melatonin.
Yes.
Yeah, it's melatonin.
Okay.
But anyway,
all right, well, that
it's
one.
Fine. That's all fine.
I just didn't want to be wrong.
So sleep. So, okay. So I guess this probably goes hand in hand. So you, in addition to saying no caffeine, I'm guessing, is it on your list sleeping more, sleeping enough? Is that?
It's definitely sleeping enough. Okay. Like I definitely have, I get like 5 hours, you know, sometimes 5 hours is
you think
a
that's
good,
enough.
That's why sometimes I power nap throughout the day. Cause
it's different for everybody too.
Yeah.
It is what different.
They need. I need like at least 6 hours.
Me.
I just be going though. Like, you understand? Like, it's like zoom, 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 zoom. And then it's like, all right, am I tired? If I sit down, like, am I tired? I don't know. I still got stuff to do. Zoom, 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 zoom. Trust me, like, if you, like, see me in a daily bait, like, if they had, like, a camera, it'd be, like, one of those videos with the kazoos, like,
yakety sax. Aaron's life soundtrack is just yakety sax.
Yeah, in addition to, like, food, drink, you know, exercises, I talked about martial arts. Exercise gives you more stamina. And with more stamina, you can do more. So, like I'm saying, like, with doing martial arts, I can work an eight-hour shift at a job. I can get up, work an eight-hour shift at the job, go do work four classes at martial arts, maybe train, and then do drinks with Larry after that, mm-hmm. and still be home to watch maybe an episode of anime.
You have kids, too.
I got kids, too. Yeah, so they...
Chase them around.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I fight them, too.
Do they do martial arts as well?
Mm-hmm. Aww. The whole family.
Aww.
The whole family. That's everybody.
So cute.
How many kids do you have?
I got two.
Yay.
A boy and a girl.
Yay.
And... boy, it's a trip. Oh, man, it's a trip.
And they Aaron
Jr.? Yeah, they're just as hyper as me. And I'm scared, like, the school is going to say they're ADD and ADHD and stuff like that.
Everybody
but,
is.
Yeah, I'm not. Like I said, due to diet and the way everyone's acting over the past, like, 20, 30 years of I'm tired. Adults are always saying I'm tired. Mm-hmm. And they forget when there was a kid, you jumped around and ran around and stuff like that. Like, I think that's why they're diagnosing a lot of them, like, I couldn't sit my ass down in school either because it was boring. It was stupid.
Right.
I knew to work. Like, I'd rather play outside.
Right.
Like, I excelled in gym and PE and recess.
Were you an energetic little kid? Were you always like...
for sure. Yeah. Bouncing off everywhere.
Yeah. Like, Mom called everywhere. My brother jumping bean because that's what he always did. Like,
mm-hmm. Mom used to be on... but I played a lot of sports too. That was a good outlet. I never was lazy like I'm doing... I had to do a lot of extra drills because I was always like in trouble.
Oh, really?
Like talking when drills are going on and stuff like that. So, yeah.
What sports did you play?
Baseball, football, track, wrestling, chess club.
Yeah,
chess club's definitely a sport. Using brain power takes energy, too.
I've been playing chess since I was little. I'm glad that my aunt and uncle taught us.
A good game.
Because some people are always like, you know how to play chess? And I'm like, that's like a dying game, I guess.
No, it ain't. Like, chess will teach you so much about life. It's ridiculous. Like, sending people out there to fight while your king's all crippled and shit. Like, it's crazy. Chess will teach you. The woman can move more than anyone on the board. Like,
the queen is literally can go anywhere she wants.
She's like one of the
most
powerful
pieces. Actually,
this
is a very, like, pro-feminist matriarchy game.
It's crazy.
Everyone's just trying to protect the queen.
Mm-hmm.
And the queen has the most power.
She has, like, the most powerful power on the piece.
Damn, chess.
Mm-hmm. Chess was trying to tell somebody for, like, hundreds of years, and people just...
women have the power.
Haven't been paying attention. Pawns, you just sacrifice them. Like, go on out there and do what you do.
It's like, just...
The knight is like the police. They can jump over shit. Like, if that's not like walking through police lines and shit, like, what is?
Like, oh my God.
Chess is a great game.
Symbolism
chess. I guess that's on my list too. Your thought process. Your thought process really brings to your energy. If you say and think you're tired all the time, of course, it's probably going to come into fruition. Like, you're probably going to be tired all the time.
That's
like,
true.
You know, you see people on Facebook, oh, I'm so sleepy. You go to work, oh, I'm tired, oh, I'm so tired. I'm tired of your funky ass attitude, too. Like,
Aaron's had it, everyone.
Yeah, but that's a big deal. I think that's a big deal. I think your thought process really has an effect on your energy.
Yeah, well, and I think you're right. I mean, that's a big piece of me is that, like, when I'm just sitting at work with nothing specific occupying me.
That's got to be boring.
I get drowsy, and then I start thinking about how tired I am, and then I think about the fact that, like, I don't have energy. And then I, like, retrospectively remember my day. And I was like, I was just tired all day. And then when that happens day after day after day, you get this mindset of, like, I'm just tired all the time. And I'm just tired.
Being
and, like,
in buildings, really.
Yeah.
It zaps you.
I don't have any windows in my department.
Oh, no. I'm so sorry for you.
Yeah, that's tough.
So.
I don't. You know, I really don't either. But I can, like, walk out and see a window. Like, the sun.
Yeah,
I swear the sun, like, comes in. You're like, yeah.
That's why I have to force myself when, like, in the summer, even if I'm really busy at work, I'm just like, nope, you're walking outside because I have an hour lunch break, but I just need to, like, make myself not work through it,
yeah,
even if I'm busy and get outside.
Some sunlight.
And I go to the gym right after work.
That should be on the list. Get some sun.
Yeah.
Sun's an instant energy
need
booster.
That fresh air.
And then you and I fry is the problem.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I kind of came to
sorry
a decision
about
that. Like,
yeah, you don't have
weeks
that problem.
Ago, I, like, finally realized that I'll never be, like, tan, like, how I think that I could be.
This is crazy.
So I'm just going to, like, protect my skin and have no wrinkles later and call it a day.
Yeah, I just had this
conversation. My mom's super excited about it.
Oh, really?
What? My mom's had skin cancer a couple times, and she's always like, and I've always been really responsible with like putting sunscreen on and stuff, because it's like, I mean, come on, I'm Irish Serbian, but I'm mostly Irish. Let's be real. Look at me.
I just had this conversation with Larry, and I'm like, I'm still learning. Now that we're millennials and our cultures are really mixing, like, black people don't know how y'all skin works. We just know that you use sun lotion.
You need the sunscreen just as much as we do.
Not believing that.
Because you're not going to get burnt necessarily, but you have to protect your skin.
Yeah,
you can still get sun cancer. You can still get skin cancer.
I cannot believe that. You had decades, you had hundreds of years of slavery where there was outside in the fields, and like, you didn't hear about slaves getting cancer.
Well, that's because they just died.
I mean, yeah, they got beat
just
to
like
death.
Everyone. All the people who had any disease back in the day, they just were like.
It's like, I got generations of family who have literally been outside. They were, a lot of them were poor farmers or sharecroppers. We were also slaves in, like, the Ohio area. I know this is a little history. We don't have a history of skin cancer at all. And we all be out in the sun.
Jess Ford, one of my few black friends, told me the other day that she does get burnt when she goes to, like, the Caribbean and stuff. Like, not bad. But then I think she might be more fair-skinned than you two. Depends on how dark your skin is.
It definitely depends on how much melanin you have.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, like, I have never had those problems, nor in my family. Like, sunscreen was never, ever bought. Anybody.
Just didn't worry about it.
Ever.
Have you ever been sunburnt in your life?
Never.
Okay.
Just sweat and get darker.
Do you spend time outside, though?
Mm-hmm.
What do you do outside?
I used to landscape.
Okay.
I used to. And then football, like, we'd be out there 3 days and shit like that. Yeah. All of us would have our shirt off, like... You know, you'd see some people who would wear a long sleeve shirt, like the white boys on the team, and you'd be like, dude, it's super hot. Like, take your shirt off. Like, we all got our shirt off, and not knowing, being a seventh grader, and you're like, nah, I'm not doing
it. Do you get tan?
Nah, I just get darker.
That's what I mean. Like, do you get darker than, like, what you are?
It wouldn't be tan. Like, I'm way
past
tan.
Well, I guess, tan, to me, tan and darker are synonymous.
Just get blacker.
Do you get blacker?
Just blacker, that's all.
Black.
Yeah, you sweat. Like, if I have, like, a tank top on, and let's say I'm outside all day, you'll see the lines. Like, you'll see where my chest is lighter.
Oh, you get farmer's tan?
Yeah, you'll see where my chest is lighter, but that's why we took our complete shirt off and just stayed outside.
Right.
But I just...
Yeah, I just got to a point where I'm like, all right, it is what it is. I'm going to have beautiful, like, non-wrinkled skin later, so it's all good.
But
I guess.
Still can, like, sunbathe in the house.
That's true.
Yeah, I still want to, like, go be outside and get some sun, good. But I'm not going to be, like, laying out for the purpose of trying to get
absolutely.
Tan anymore.
But you know, that solar energy, like, we're still plants. Like,
mm-hmm.
I know
vitamin
sounds,
D and all that.
You
shit.
Still need it, it's very big for you. So sunlight is definitely on the list.
Well, and I think sunlight goes hand in hand with just being outdoors means you're generally being active unless you're like beached by the pool or something. But
getting that good air, you know.
Yeah. I like air.
Next on my list is one of my favorites, is music.
Okay.
Music definitely contributes to energy. Oh, all that bass, yeah. How can you not just be like, I'm going to go to sleep with this? Like, no, it gets me moving. I might be annoyed by it, but I'm like still energetic to be annoyed from it.
What do you listen to?
Lots of hip hop. Tons of hip hop. I can't get down with a lot of the new stuff, but
what's like some of your favorite?
I'll listen to the beat all day.
Okay.
I can't stand some of the lyrics, but I'll listen to the beat all day.
Yeah, yeah. I work out. Like, I follow this Spotify playlist called Twerk Out Workout.
Oh yeah, I've seen that.
And it's all like Migos and Cardi B.
I've seen that.
And like a bunch of stuff that I listen to the words and I'm like, this is terrible.
It's a porno,
but
isn't it?
But the beat to run to, I'm like, no, this gets me going. Like, this is what I need to run to.
I just download most of the instrumentals, like tons of DJ instrumentals.
That's a good idea.
So I'll know the beat before I even know the song.
Yeah.
And I'm just, you know, working out and running to it because it's that bass or it's those hits that really are getting me. It's not, that's what they say annoys me. So I don't want to be annoyed and happy that I'm energetic at the same time.
Heard a study the other day that when you reach age 30 or like, I think 32 at max, you no longer will take an interest in or enjoy any music that comes out after that. So like you'll only listen to like you become very regimented.
Yeah.
And
you're
like,
I mean, and
you'll
which
only
is,
like the
which
music you grew up with. You'll only like
because
the music that like
I don't think
know.
We spend a lot of time like listening to it. So the time that I do listen to music, like I want good quality. Like it's food. It's ear food. I don't know if that makes
ear
sense.
Food.
Like,
that's a good,
it's ear food. So like I don't want to eat garbage, like, all day, every day, if I don't have to. Like, if I got filet mignon right here, I don't want to eat the McDonald's.
I like to switch it up with music. It just depends on my mood. Like, I'll listen to Yo-Yo Ma if I'm really trying to concentrate. That's what listened to when I was in college, if I was studying. But then, like, when I'm at work, I'll just listen to, like, Jaden Smith's new album, like, all day.
Yeah, you're not 30 yet, so you still have open-minded
opinions. I do listen to, like, classical piano and stuff like that. Like, I'm big on
it. It can be good.
Classical's hard for me. I have to be in a good mood, because if I'm sad, everything classical is just like,
I'm more jazz piano.
Yeah, I like jazz. Yeah.
I guess I don't want to say classical, because then you think, like, Beethoven and stuff. Like, I'll still check them out, but, like, you know, Polka Dots and Moonbeams or, you know, Duke Ellington, I'll listen to all that stuff.
I love jazz. Jazz makes me happy.
Jamal, like, but that's my relaxed music. Like, my upbeat music, like, I'll listen to A$AP Rocky or that new Kanye and Cudi or, what else I got? I'll listen to a lot of that 90s. Like, I've been listening to C Murder for just, you know, because he's getting out of jail. So, but that music used to get me so hyped, like, when we was weightlifting or all the Rough Riders and stuff like that. So, music is a big part. Whatever gets you going. I do like some drum and bass. I don't know. Electronic music. I just need that bass. I need my car to be hitting. I need my headphones pounding. And I can really get some stuff done.
Do you have a bass cannon in your car?
No.
My cousin had one.
I do want one, but I got like an older car, so the plastic would rattle. And I'm not trying to be that.
You'd be one of those douchebags driving around every day. I'm trying to sleep.
I'm not trying to be that guy. Like,
I hate that.
I love like riding in those cars, I don't want to be that guy. Like, but music is definitely a big key. Filter out the music you listen to. Listen to good stuff. And it will definitely give you a boost of energy to get you throughout the rest of the day. Next on my list, I put meditation. Ooh. Yeah, sometimes you got to sit your ass still. That's what my mom would always say. Sit your ass still.
Is that hard to do?
It's true.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, it is. It's very hard. And it works. Like, if I can sit down and take some time to myself to just calm down. They say you should always meditate at least 15 minutes a day. Okay. No, 30 minutes a day. And if you're too busy, make it an hour. Yeah. So what that tells me is, like, you really need to calm it down and sit your ass still. Like, some of the best advice my mom ever gave to me. But literally, she didn't even know she was talking about meditation. And
I don't have a problem with, like, the sitting still part, but my mind goes...
It wanders.
So fast, and it goes all over the place, which is why, like, unfortunately, like, in order for me to, like, really relax besides sleeping is watching TV, which, like, it's like, I don't want to be a couch potato and watch TV, but that's the only way for my brain to actually, like, stop doing anything and just focus on one thing, and it, like, actually will relax me.
But the thing is, like, maybe you should do more of it so you can, like, get that out your system. You know, I think maybe the more you... this is just a hypothesis, like, you know, I think more meditation... Maybe you'll have less things to think about because your brain, like, worked it out. Like, okay,
now it's definitely, like, a thing that you practice.
Yeah, like, now I don't have nothing else to say anymore. Like, you know what I'm saying? You might be like, hey, brain, what you got to tell you say now? And it's like, I already talked about it.
Like, we just did this. I don't know.
I'm bored. What do you want to talk about? So it helps. It definitely works.
How did you, did you have to study meditation at all? I mean, like, do you have techniques?
Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely. What people do, how they do it, like
breathing and
everything's different. You don't have to sit there, you know, all calm with your fingers touching and stuff like that, doing chants. Like, that's you can sit in your car and just be still.
Yeah,
you know, just take a second. Like, I always have to take a second before I walk into work. Like, I'm not just going into work. Like, I'll arrive early, sit there, and just think about the day before I even go in there, because if I walk right into a fire, I'm going to be the fire.
In your case, that could be true, because you are a cook.
Yeah, so I flip out.
It could be
out.
An actual fire.
I do. Yeah, it could be. You're not lying. It really, I've started one before. I started a couple.
What happened?
Oh, fryers, dude. Fryers catch on fire. The one day I actually left a coil on when I was filtering it, turned around. I think I was arguing with somebody. No, I went to go help one customer, came back. I'm like, what is that smell? And I turned around, and it just erupted, like, woof. So I had to, like, get a bunch of flour and...
Oh, boy. Holy shit.
Do not use water. Do not use water.
Yeah, no, don't use water. I knew that. I always heard baking soda. Does flour work too?
Yeah, but if you don't, you know, flour... You just want to smother it.
Okay.
That's all. So I would use like flour or salt.
Salt.
Salt really gets it.
This is such an educational show, yeah, children. Absolutely.
I think about that now and then, and I don't. And I'm at, like, when I'm at home, and I go, I don't know where the flour is. Do we have flour? You would. I have that thought, and then
you guys
I
got
just
cats,
forget.
Right? Yeah. So you can use the kitty litter. You just.
Whoosh. Oh, ooh, just that would really smell. Sand. That would work.
You just want to smother.
I mean,
it.
I'd rather it not be on fire than
right. Absolutely.
I mean, you gotta do
well,
you
don't
do.
Be like me and leave.
You
it
could
on.
Take clean. You could take a bag of clean litter too.
Oh, there was one day. Yeah, I know where that is. There was one day where like we used to have these things, and some cooks will know what I'm talking about. They're called Save-A-Days, and they're just cardboard trays that you would put French fries or fried foods on, so you could it soaks up the grease and you can season it and stuff like that. Okay. So it gets it keeps it from being all of your food. And one day I had it, and it fell behind the fryer, like, in the back where the coil was. And I was telling the one lady, I'm like, yo, it fell behind there. And she was like, don't worry about it. I'm like, I don't know. Like, it fell behind there, and I don't feel so safe. And she's like, just don't worry about it. You know, finish up. I need this fryer or something like that. And I looked over, and it just was like, woof.
Oh,
and the fire's
God.
Up there. And I'm like, yeah, we start pouring flour and shit. But It's a kitchen, man. You know, stuff like that
happens.
It happens.
It does happen.
For sure. All right, what else you got?
I think my last one is the one I want to save, and that's laughing.
Yeah?
Laughter. Laughter will boost your energy that's tenfold.
True. Oh, my God. I don't know if you've ever had this. Most comedians I know that have talked about this, like, if I go out and do a set, usually late at night, I come home, and I'm just amped. Like, I just cannot go to sleep because it's just, even if it went shitty, mm-hmm. but especially if it went well, like, I'll be awake till 2 a.m. Just like, like, just wired.
Yeah, you just be wired up, and laughing's a big deal. You know, anytime you watch a comedy, like, if it's a good comedy, you're up. Like, yeah. Ha, 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 give me more. Like, once again, that's ear food, you know? Is it really, like, stimulating your brain? Because mm-hmm. you can only laugh if both sides of the brain get stimulated.
Okay. I never knew that. That's funny, because there's
both of the wire, like, both, they send a signal right through.
Neat.
Both sides okay. have to be in accordance in order for you to laugh.
That's pretty cool.
Whoa.
So, like, you can think of something, you'd be like, ah, that's rational. And the other side, be like, ah, that's creative. But, like, if it's both, you're like,
yeah.
That's hilarious. Ha, 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 ha.
That's so true. Oh, my God.
Why does it make me feel like this? Ha, ha, ha. Yeah. You know.
That's what I love. Like, it's so rare. And maybe this is for everybody. But it's so rare for me when something hits me. And it's a physical, you know what I mean? Yeah. Where you're just laughing.
You've
so
seen me
hard.
Laugh so hard that I'm crying.
It always makes me happy when you laugh that hard.
It yeah. does, right? Like, oh, it feels God. Good. It just feels good. Like, I'm telling you, when that guy, I can't remember what his name was, when he was at the Corkscrew,
yeah.
he was just
when he was talking
it.
About
oh,
how
Brett,
he's
yeah.
like, you've never seen some like well-educated
some Bigfoot.
Some well-educated person come and say, yeah, so I was driving my Lexus down the road the other day. And a duoped, what did he call it?
A duoped, a biped.
And a biped jolted across the road. I was on my way back from Harvard.
It nearly knocked off my monocle.
Yeah.
That was my favorite yeah. part. I was like, my monocle.
And like, once I realized okay. that, I'm like, oh my God, that's yeah. so true.
Oh, no, the best, I want to give him credit because these are some of the funniest.
Here goes.
I do want to give him credit, but when he said, like, ghost hunting is Bigfoot.
It's like Bigfoot hunting inside.
Inside, like,
you don't actually ever see anything, but you hear some rustling
right,
or a bang.
One part of your brain caught the logic part. The other part was like, oh, that's creative. And bam, you're like, this shit is hysterical.
It hit me right where I needed to. Because, like, my mom's super into ghost hunting shows, and my brothers and I used to watch them with her and just
I heard
cry
one
laughing
of your episodes.
And be like, but we'd have to be quiet because she'd be like, shut up, I'm trying to watch this.
Not
we'd be like,
funny!
I heard one of your ghost stories on your episodes. I made sure I took some notes.
Her
from,
dreams? Episode?
Yeah. I've seen a ghost. I can't talk about this stuff like that with Larry, though, because they just make fun of me
what?
And stuff, and I ain't got time.
Okay.
I got time.
This is your sister podcast
yeah.
now, so.
Little sisters are much more open-minded. Yeah.
Exactly. So. I don't have time
fuck
to be roasting
them.
You guys. Right. They're like, it's a comedy podcast here. But I don't care. Anyway.
Get it all out.
We don't care.
Yeah, I seen a ghost when I was young, so it's like, anytime somebody says something like that, I'm like, yeah, I definitely believe you because I've seen one with my own two eyes, like,
oh yeah,
bam, right in my face.
Really? And, yeah. Did it look like a like ghost? Like
it had. It looked like a dude, but it had a green face. Like, I'll never forget the green face.
Okay. Like an alien, or the it was just look like a regular dude with a green face.
He was standing there, like he was standing at the stairs. Okay, so I remember I was at the house, and I think I was like 10 or 11 or something. And I really had to use the bathroom. We had two bathrooms. We had one in the basement, one in the top. And somebody was in the front. Somebody was in the top basement. And I was like, I do not want to go downstairs. I don't know why I was scared. I was just terrified. But I was like, I just don't want to go down there and use the bathroom. And I had to, because I just had really had to go number two. So I ran down there. Yeah,
ran. It's a poop ghost.
Did he get mad I blew up the bathroom?
Instead of poo, it was like poo.
He got mad because I blew up the bathroom. That's why he probably showed himself. He's like, you unleashed.
But it. Ghosting your poop is when you poop and all of a sudden you turn back and it's not there anymore.
Did I unleash him?
Is that a real thing?
Because it was so heavy, it goes all the way down to the bottom.
Oh, wow. I've never heard of that. Ghost. Wow, we're learning a lot right now.
You got me thinking.
You unleashed the ghost.
That's
with
what
your
I'm
poop.
Wondering. Did I unleash him? Like, did I create that? Oh, man. Okay. Yeah, so, like, I remember I used the bathroom and I came out the door and bam, he was standing by the stairway. Like, just standing there looking at me. I'm looking at him and I just remember freezing. I never froze. So, like, when you see, like, cartoons like Courage the Cowardly Dog, like, and stuff like that, I know what that felt like before Courage came out. I'm like, that's a messed up feeling. Like, I understand it's a joke, but it's a messed up feeling.
It's the worst.
And I just remember turning around, you know, just like, I know I didn't see it. You know what I'm saying? I turned back around. It was gone. I ran upstairs. I remember trying to tell my parents. They just, like, kind of ignored it. But, like, years later, it was like, yeah, somebody died in that house. Some dude died
oh
in that
Oh, my God.
House. And I'm like, but it was a lady that was telling my dad, and somebody else was like, shut up, stop telling that man something. And come find out, I guess that was him. But night terrors, you said something about night terrors.
Mm-hmm.
I had a night terror, like, to where I couldn't get up. Like, you're conscious, but you can't move.
Yeah, like sleep paralysis.
It's like, what the fuck? Like,
ugh.
It's like the movie Wake. Is it Awake? Is it Woke? Wake?
No.
Jessica Alba.
I don't think I saw it. I don't watch movies.
You know what I'm talking about? You know what I'm talking about? When they put you under? Anesthesia? Right. Like, I guess, like, a small amount of people don't go to sleep.
Yeah.
They still be awake.
Right.
So.
Oh, yeah. That one lady was on Oprah one time. She went through, like, open heart surgery, and
oh
she was fully awake.
Jesus Christ.
But she was just paralyzed.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's like, they can feel a little bit of the pain. So, like, they're just, like, going through it, like, yeah, it's messed
no,
up.
No, that's my worst nightmare. I can't exactly. realize what my worst nightmare is.
That movie was crazy. You should go check it out.
It's called Awake?
It's Jessica Alba, Terrence Howard, and somebody else in it. But, like, they were going to kill this dude. They were going to kill him and take all his money. They had the girl, Jessica Alba, set up, and he was awake listening to them
talking about
killing him. Yeah, it was messed up. And luckily his mom saved him and stuff like that.
That's good.
It's a good movie.
Moms
but,
are good.
Yeah, those are some of my tips.
So those are how you...
Don't get ghosts. Don't see ghosts.
Don't see ghosts. They don't give you energy. Well, they might give you energy as you're running away.
You ain't lying.
Oh, they'll give you energy. All
yeah,
right.
Fear will do that. Fear will definitely do that.
So, flip side. Mm-hmm. How do you calm down? How do you... Like, you mentioned meditation.
Stretching.
Okay.
I can stretch and pass the hell out.
Yeah?
And now...
Do you do yoga?
I have to do everything. I'm so not flexible from all the wrestling and track and not properly stretching when I was supposed to stretch, like doing sports. So now I'm paying for it at 31.
Yeah.
Because I can't get my leg up to kick high and, you know, like, and I look young, so everyone thinks I'm like 22, 23. Right. And they're like, what do you mean you're not flexible? I'm like, I'm 31. Like, oh, that explains a little more. So they like turn their head on me and it's like, but luckily, there's some people like, yo, if you just keep working with it, you know, you'll get your hips open up enough. Because head kicks are very important in Taekwondo and kicking people in the head. I'm short, and most of my opponents are probably going to be a little taller than me. So I have to work on
it. You got to be able to jump and kick at the same time.
You don't want to jump, because if they're good enough, they'll get you right out the air.
They'll just knock your legs out from under you.
Yeah, just or kick you in your stomach in the air, like, so you fall even further to the ground. Like, it's terrible, man. You can get really hurt, but that's why I like it.
Yeah,
that's
for sure. Exactly it's an like added danger element. So, okay, so you meditate, you stretch. What else do you
music,
do?
Music. Like that piano
calmer
music.
Calmer music?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Definitely calmer music. Like, I'm not going to listen to Lil Jon. I'm trying to calm down, but... Like,
oh, my God. Mary once had someone... I think she left her phone unlocked, like, when she went up on stage. And the next day on Facebook, all her status said... which one of you motherfuckers changed my alarm song to Shots by Little John? Yeah. And I didn't know which song it was, I turned it on to like work out to it, and it was like, if you're not, he just starts screaming into the mic, and I was like, oh my
god.
Yeah, he just starts screaming, like that's how the song starts, Little John screaming.
I think it was like Brian Kenny or something, or Cody.
He was one
something.
Of those guys.
Oh man,
yeah,
that was great. That's
god.
That is an amazing one.
That would be the worst thing to wake up to.
Yeah, winding down, I'll try to play video games. I pass out a lot during video games. Like God of War, I'll be running into walls and stuff like that. Like I'm terrible, but it helps me.
It could be like upside down and on fire. Like,
I just want to think about something else. Like I want to get my mind off of stuff. I don't really watch a lot of TV. I guess I watch like anime and YouTube videos. I like lists on YouTube videos. Like
you
top
like 10 lists?
Animals that will eat you or something like that. Like I watch all that shit.
I like stuff like that, but I also really like reaction videos.
Sometimes.
I like watching. I have no idea why. I like people reacting while watching a music video. That
like
just
the old
came
people
out.
Or the kids?
No, well, I've seen that one a bunch of times. But just like people who have like different like podcast type video like channels. Yeah, just literally like sitting down and you see are watching them watch a newly released music video of like one of their favorite like singers or something.
I like was it DeJesus and oh man, I get their name wrong all the time. But the two guys, they got like a bear in the back. They're on like I think they're on Spice Network or whatnot.
Oh, I know what you're talking
about. I don't know. They're extra funny though. They're like they'll edit stuff. They'll edit some of the videos and they'll like hit them with the sonic rings. So like when somebody gets hurt, like sonic rings pop out of them and stuff. Yeah, DeJesus and Arrow, I think. I can't remember who they. Oh man,
yeah,
they're funny.
They got
some of my favorite reaction videos, and just podcasts for the most part because I get to listen to them react and talk smack amongst friends, and I really love that.
That's it. I love that there's like so many of us doing podcasts now
yes.
in the scene.
We
like
all talk smack.
I mean, what's funny is like, it's probably kind of like a comedy circle jerk in some ways because we're all just referencing like inside like baseball stuff, but Brutus and Steve are becoming BFF.
That's Brutus begging for
that's
attention.
Brutus, and he has a million thumbs.
He grew up around dogs.
Yeah.
I love cats.
He thinks he's a dog, yeah. He thinks he's people.
I love
do you
cats.
Have, do you have pets?
No.
No?
But I like cats.
Cats? Do you like cats better than dogs?
Yes. Yes,
I do. They're like little lions.
I mean,
like
I have like...
That's what I think.
I have a lot of opinions on why, but like just basically like a cat is not about that BS for the most part. Like your average cat. Like every now and then you get cats that are like really clingy. But like I love the ones that are like, you come home like, hey, I'm home. They'll just be like, yeah. Sup, what you doing?
Just go back to what they're doing.
They don't need you.
No!
They don't need you. And that's my favorite part. Like,
yes.
If you leave them outside, they'll still go, like, kill a mouse or something and be like, I'm eating tonight. Like, I'm
oh,
cool.
Yeah.
Like, a dog, like, everyone thinks, like, a dog's love is so unconditional. But it's like, I bet you if I had better treats at my house, your dog would come over to my house.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, your dog's not loyal.
Exactly.
Like, well, here's like, a piece of steak here.
I can't stand, like, I'm just the kind of person who's very, like, independent. So, like, I can't stand when people are up my ass. And that's what drives me nuts about dogs is, like, they'll jump on your head. Mm-hmm. They'll slobber
they
on your face.
They want all the attention.
There's no personal space.
They want it all.
And I just am not about that.
Cats are like, yo, okay, I see you're having a bad day. I'll rub your leg a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly.
Or you can pet me now.
Yeah. But then when it gets to be too much, they're like, and fuck you, we're done.
All right, I'm going to go hide.
Yeah, we're going to go hide in the chair for an hour.
Peace out.
He is seriously like, he and Steve are like bromance.
I love that.
Brutus and Steve forever. No, that's the thing. If you don't like cats, another thing about cats is they know when you don't like them because that's when they'll get up.
They try to flip you. They try to change
you. Yeah, they'll just be like, oh, I see. You're not paying attention to me.
No, we are the shit. I need you to know that.
All right. Well, then you think I'm amazing. I know, and that's it. Like, they try to flip you. If you're like, I love you, they're like, oh, fuck off.
Yeah, loyalty is a big thing that people give for dogs. And it's like, no, like, I'm telling you, if I had some good treats, your dog is mine.
Yeah,
like,
no, they don't give a shit.
Yeah.
They're just animals.
Yeah,
they
I was like,
you're
such a pretty dog. Yeah, here's a milk bone. Like, boom, stole your dog.
Have some bacon. Yeah, now your dog.
Your dog is gone.
Now your dog is mine.
It's not coming over. It's not going back.
No, doesn't give a shit.
That's how we had a Pomeranian.
Aw, puffy dog.
You know, like, Pomeranians used to be big-ass fucking dogs.
Really? And they bred them to be small?
They bred them to be small. That's another thing about dogs that, like, I'm so confused about because I would love to met ancient dogs to get more of an understanding of who they were and what they might have been. Like, did they really fuck with humans?
Right.
Or did they, like, breed them to
There was a study that recently came out that said, so the ancient dogs of, like, the native people from, like, 10,000 years ago, like, their DNA doesn't exist in, like, anymore. Common, like...
They wiped it out.
Yeah,
they,
crazy.
They bred a lot to be domesticated. So yeah. The dogs that were, like... F this, I'm not listening to you. I'm not sitting down.
Yeah.
You didn't get to breed. Like
right. they got shot.
They got rid of your strand immediately.
Yeah.
And they did that to people too. Like I'm not gonna go that far into the subject, but like Pomeranians were a big dog.
Never knew that.
They were huge. They were like little bears like running around Europe. Same with like the pug. The pug used to have like a large nose, like a snout.
Yeah, they used to be like the emperor of China's like, dogs. Yeah,
and they got rid of the snout, and now they got all these health problems. So,
Smithers.
Yeah, that.
I have a cat with a smush face, and they breed them to be so smushy faced that it literally like they're just.
Yeah, now they got all these health problems. So it's like, was that? What about the original pugs? They said they don't really exist anymore.
Right.
Yeah, they used to have a snout, like at least 3-4 inches out.
They used to have holes.
Got that weird face.
They have holes and no nose.
I'm not too into that. Like, the pugs, they can keep the pugs. That noise is enough to drive me crazy, yeah.
They're so snotty, and they fart so much.
Oh, really?
Oh, my God. They are, like, the gassiest dog I've ever been around.
Fart dogs.
Like, just different pugs have all been gassy, or just...
Yes, just pugs in general.
Really?
Oh, yeah, I can't deal with that.
They blow up your house.
I think the face smush, too, contributes to the stinkiness.
Because the air can't go nowhere.
Yeah, you have to clean out the folds of their face.
They're just, like, going like this all day, trapping all this air.
Yeah, that's true, too. They just get... They can't really burp, so I guess they got a fart. Or
another thing I wanted to talk to you guys... Because, you know, I listen to the show, and I'm glad you guys, you know, listen to ours, and that's really cool. But you guys watch South Park a lot?
Of course.
Huge South Park fan. I can't find many South Park fans like that. Like, I'll catch people and they'll be like, it's so immature. And it's like, that's why I'm watching it.
It's so good.
It's exactly why I'm watching it. Like, I need all the immaturity.
It's so funny.
I love Randy. Randy is one of my favorite characters of all time. Like, he's smart and he's just the stupidest one of all. Like,
I really love how they really, because if you look back at old South Park episodes, he was like a tertiary character at best.
Yeah, he really
And now
came
he's
out.
Like a primary character in like most
It's
seasons.
Like Butters too, you know, Butters.
Everyone
is
knows it's Butters.
Butters is my, man, Butters is one of my favorites.
I have a cat named Smithers and I'll always be like, everyone knows it's Smithers. Freaking, and I like sing it to her
when
all the
Butters
time.
Butters was a pimp. Like,
yeah.
Butters has done so much. He went to the gay camp, like... He broke all that down. And
I was the Butters growing up because I always got grounded, like all the
always.
Time. I was constantly grounded. No, something I wanted to talk to you.
Mom.
Speaking of animation, you are literally the only other person on Earth besides my ex-husband that knows about Code Monkeys. And I'm
so good.
I was so
it's
happy
so
he was
good.
Talking about this show called Code Monkeys. And it used to be on G4 back before Chris Hardwick was problematic. And
right.
he would host... You know, Attack of the Show and all that shit. And then afterwards, was it 15 minutes or a half hour?
I watched them all on Netflix.
I think it was a half hour.
They were on Netflix.
Were they on Netflix?
They were on Netflix.
And they're not on Netflix anymore.
Because I barely had cable ever.
Oh my
like,
God.
Ever. And I just was like, what is this show? And the first episode had me dying. Like,
so
I was
good.
Losing my shit. And then they had that Cock Goblin. Because it was Master Shake. His voice is on there. I don't know.
Do you watch Aqua Teen Hunger Force at all, Gage?
I've seen it before.
Yeah,
but
yeah Master Shake.
That guy's a pretty... He does a lot of cartoon
I know.
Voices.
His voice is great.
And he was on there. He was like Todd. And he had like his menagerie of animals or something.
What was he on there?
And then there was like... So they were all coders, but they were like coders in the 80s. And
SNES games?
But
no,
whole,
NES games.
But the whole show just looks like Super Mario. Like it's all 8-bit.
They
and,
got
like,
lives and scores.
Yeah, and every
like
time
that.
They move, you hear like... And then like someone will like fall down a pit and then they'll just come back and like they'll start
lives,
keep talking again.
All
their lives will go away. Yeah. They'll at a strip club and they'll have like three peens like up here, like up at the top. Like,
the
and,
owner
like,
of the company of the coding company is just like this redneck cowboy. Like he don't know
oh,
nothing
yeah.
about how the gaming works. None of that stuff. He just, all he cares about, just make me money. That's all you gotta do. Like, whatever you kids are into, I don't care. Just make me money. And he's just, his son it works for the company, and he's just dumb as a box of rocks. And they make fun of, like, Dean. They make fun of Dean all day. That was a great show. That was.
My favorite, so I'm talking to Aaron about this, and he's like, my favorite character was Black Steve. Black I was like, of course it
yeah,
was.
Black Steve, cause Black Steve ain't take no shit. Like, he let you know, because there was the other Steve, but Steve Wozniak.
Oh, yeah, and, yeah, yeah.
And he left the company. I think he started Apple.
That's right.
They were making
I think it was actually,
him.
Was it his voice that was actually?
It was the actual
That's
Steve
what I thought, yeah.
But he started Apple, and they all kind of like made fun of him. It was like, it's not going to go anywhere. No, the internet. They were making fun of the internet at the time. Was like,
and they also made the E.T. video game. And remember how the E.T. video game was legendarily terrible back when it came out. And then they did a whole episode where they made the E.T. video game. And it was just E.T. just like. That's like all the video game was. It's just him moving
because,
his arms.
Who was it? The one guy just kept drinking and partying. He didn't even work on the game at all.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But yeah.
Just like last minute. Like, and it was just E.T. like.
That game, that show was so good. Oh, it was so good. And it's like, I'm upset that Larry and them have never watched it.
They
like,
never
this
heard of it. And I heard him talking about it. I was like, oh my God, he knows Code Monkey.
Man, I showed him
holy
that.
Shit.
I showed him that Cock Goblin. That shit was hysterical,
that's
right?
A good show.
The dude, it's half goblin, half rooster, and he named him Cock Goblin. And everybody in there's just laughing like, dying. They're like, can we call him Goblin Cock? And he's like, I do like Goblin Cock, but I got a more predilection for Cock Goblin. And they're just making fun of him. Like, they're like, you got to make this game. You got to make this. Just so they could tease him. And I was like, this episode is gold, man.
Yeah. Hey, where can we find you on social media?
You can find me at ADAT Comedy. That's ADAT Comedy on Instagram and Twitter. Aeronical Artistry. That's AAronicalArtistry. ARTISTRY on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Also, my personal Facebook. I just don't really give it out, man.
Yeah.
It's too many random people. I don't want to argue with random people or just
Never.
People I don't know.
You post
know.
Really good videos on Facebook, though.
Thank
I
you.
Like the majority of your videos.
So if you're not in my friend circle, like you're not there.
Yeah.
Like I don't. All these new comics and stuff like that. Like
yeah.
unless I meet you or
yeah.
talk to you,
mm-hmm.
you're not on here. Cause
yeah.
I need to argue with people personally.
Yeah.
Like I know you, blah blah blah. So,
right.
You can also hit me up on my line 1-802 haha art. And you can listen to us on Drinks with Larry on Spotify, iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, Podbean, Audio Boom. Are we anywhere else? We're on the Above Below Network.
Tune in. Did you say tune in?
Tune in.
Yeah.
Skull Radio.
Jeez Louise.
I Where think we're
you?
On the Podbeer Network now.
Twitter.
With Larry, Drinks with
Instagram,
Larry.
Instagram.
Instagram. Yeah, we're all over the place.
Good Lord Almighty. Jeez, where can we find you on social media?
You can find me on Instagram at ggchick, ggchick.
You can find me at epicfaul, EPICFAUL on Instagram and Twitter. I want to thank Pete Webb. I always have a stroke when I go to say things tonight. I want to thank Pete Milk for doing a recording and production and Above Below Entertainment for being our network. And thank you so much to our guest, Aaron DeTorian, for coming out tonight.
You're
yeah,
welcome.
Thank you
thank
so
you
much
for having me.
Thanks so much
it's
for
awesome.
Doing this. Okay, love you. Bye.